You're listening to The Wall in the Mind on News Talk 106 to 108. The programme contains strong language and listener discretion is advised.
The Wall in the Mind, Episode 2, The People's Republic of Friedrichshain. Claire O'Hanlon lived in Berlin right before the fall of the Berlin Wall. Arrested in the protests against the communist East German government, Claire spent months in custody. She emerged to find the love of her life missing, and her adoptive country dissolved. Now, a quarter of a century later, Claire has returned to search for her adolescent love, Emil, whom she hopes may still be alive.
Berlin is a place where the flotsam of Europe end up. Burnt-out American hippies, black bloc dropouts, retired US Navy colonels who still miss West Germany, guest Arbiton who got this far and no further before being caught in the social safety net. No one's from here. Everybody arrived for a summer and never left. That's why we say, once a Berliner, always a Berliner. Jesus, Claire, could you not find a better guidebook?
I thought you'd enjoy it. An Irish man in Berlin. Isn't that what you are, Stuart? An average man out of his depth in a far-off land.
Do you recognise this place? What's it called again? Krautland.
Oh. It's Kreuzberg, Stuart.
Much different, is it?
Oh, I've no idea. I mean, I went to a couple of clubs here back in the day, but I was so young. It's cleaner, I suppose. Everyone looks like Bruce Pavitt.
I thought you lived in Berlin for years.
No, just over a year, Stuart, but mostly in the East.
The East? As in East Germany?
Uh-huh.
How'd you pull that one off?
I just walked across the border. Anyone could, any Westerner, until right before the end.
You never mentioned this before.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it. It's not somewhere I ever thought I'd come back to.
And yet here we are. Ah, now this is more like it. Why don't we treat ourselves as kebabs, huh? I'll be your slice of beef and you can let us have a good time.
No, I'm fine. Just get something for yourself.
Grab a seat there, love. We'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. You know what they say? When in Berlin, when, have a kebab. 2 secs.
Are you there now? I'll be there in 5 minutes. Gunter. I didn't think you'd come.
I almost didn't. Better remember you, truth be told. Emil's girlfriend, the Irish girl.
But you do remember him.
Oh, I remember he was a crazy kid who went and got himself killed. Right when we needed everyone to work together most. Not sure how I can help you.
I don't need your help. Just some information.
Information isn't always free, Claire.
I'm willing to pay, if that's what you need.
Couldn't have asked this on Facebook, or Viber, or WhatsApp, or what's the new one? You had to come all the way out to Berlin.
This is something I had to do in person. I like the decor. What is this place?
Incredible, isn't it? It's an Arabic punk club. First one in the city.
I guess punk's not dead after all, if they're still opening places like this.
This place was here before you ever came to Germany. Can I get you a beer? Or schnapps, perhaps? For old time's sake.
Maybe later. You live here now? In the West?
There is no West, Claire. I live closer to the center, but I like the hot desk in Kreuzberg. It's the heart of the Berlin startup scene.
Wow. Times change. Didn't you used to be an anarchist or something?
Oh, weren't we all? Sure, I've changed quite a bit. You, on the other hand, I almost can't believe it's been 25 years. You look just as good as ever.
I thought you barely remembered me.
Oh, it's all coming back. You're a stunning young woman, Claire. I never knew what you saw in Emil.
Your true friend, Gunter. I don't suppose you've heard from him.
Who, Emil? Claire, are you crazy? No one has. Fell off the face of the earth.
And nobody thought to look for him?
It was a different time, Claire. A country had fallen apart. People skipped town like fleas off a drowning rat once the wall came down.
So Emil just slipped through the cracks?
Sorry you came all this way for nothing. Are you sure I can't get you a drink?
I don't suppose you're still in touch with anyone else from back then?
I searched online, but yours was the only name that came up. No Magdalena, no Matthias, no Amy.
Magdalena passed away, Claire. 96, I think. Drunk driver. I'm sorry. I thought you knew.
And Matthias?
Christ, you're cold. Matthias Myers most likely still with us.
You two don't stay in touch?
No, not so often. We don't exactly see eye to eye.
But he's still here, in Berlin.
Oh, yeah. Matthias will stay in Berlin till they build a condominium right over his balding head. Not all of us adjusted so well to the transition.
Where can I find him?
Are you sure you want to? The man's completely cuckoo, Claire. Still struggling for the revolution. Fine, fine, but don't say I didn't warn you. He's up in Oranien, 259.
Where's that?
Across the river. Squat. Huge place. Riddled with hippies.
Thanks.
Claire, stay. Drink with me. We've only just started catching up. I'm not such a bad guy. Let me show you around.
Maybe some other time.
Claire.
Yeah?
We searched for him, Matthias and I, back in the day. We looked all over Neukölln and Friedrichshain. No one had heard anything. Eventually we had to get on with our lives, just like you did, moving home to Ireland.
Look at me, moving on.
Give my regards to the relic.
Now, huh?
What did we do? They can't keep us here. We haven't done anything.
You know they can, Claire. They'll keep us here until we give in. And you will give in. You're weak. You don't believe in anything. It's just a question of when.
I can't breathe in here, Emil. Why won't they let me go?
My darling Claire, what have they done to you?
I can't remember if it's day or night. Can you believe that? I keep calling, but they never answer. And then I think I've lost my voice. Or maybe I haven't said anything at all. Maybe I've just been shouting in my own head. I told them I don't know anything.
But you do know, Claire. And when the time comes, you'll betray me.
No. No. I never would. Even if I knew anything, I would never tell them. Never.
Why did you come here, Claire? This isn't your country. Silly little rich girl running away from school. Was it really so bad? Wouldn't you rather be back in the West? Worrying about your hair, studying for your exams?
I miss holding you so much.
Wouldn't that be better than the dark? It's cold down here. Depressing. We need to redecorate this place. What do you say, huh? A bay window would be good for a start. Bright green carpets.
Green.
To remind you of home. That bench will have to go. We can't both be expected to fit. Maybe a painting or two.
Would you paint a picture for me, Emil?
Not in this light. But out there. In the daytime. When the light catches your eyes. And you turn under the winter sun. I'll paint you. I'll catch you, spinning in a whirl under the grey and blue.
Emil, is that you? No! Turn out, please! Turn out the light!
Can you believe I planted this myself? Look at this stout trunk. Every time I start to despair, I come here and it reminds me what can grow just within a few years.
Matthias, I need to ask you a favor.
I wondered why you'd come. Something's told me that it wasn't just to catch up.
You know they kept me locked up in that place for months after everyone got out. I think they thought I was a spy.
I remember. It must have been an ordeal. I was only ever kept for a few days at a time.
They kept me in the dark. In solitary confinement.
Jesus, Claire, I can't imagine. That's inhuman.
It starts with anxiety. Bursts of emotion. You find yourself crying for no reason, and then you frighten yourself because you've begun to laugh. You find yourself singing a little song, and you can't remember how long that you've been singing it or how many times you've repeated the chorus. A few days in the dark, it's so quiet, you can hear the sound of your own heart beating. It's like a bedside clock in the middle of the night. Bump, bump, bump. The pictures... The pictures begin as flashes of light, something seen out of the corner of your eye. You turn your head, and they're gone. Then the real hallucinations kick in. Weird things. Horrible things. You try to hold onto anything that will carry you through. A light that will hold steady in the darkness. Amy was my light, Matthias. I had to pick someone, so I chose him. His face, his laugh. He grew in there in the dark. He stayed with me all these years. I still love him, Matthias. I try to pretend that I don't, but he hasn't gone away. Oh, you think I'm crazy?
I understand having someone who means everything and losing them too soon.
Who was he?
Just another silly boy. Arrogant like Gunther. That was always been my type. Philip was a Yank, he was a soldier. He stayed here when they left. He was already sick then.
You took care of him?
Yeah, that was love. The other stuff, the passion and the madness, that's what people just call projection.
Matthias, you think I don't know that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to condescend.
It doesn't matter. I don't even have to close my eyes to picture him. I can see right through you and to him. He's running in the rain on Alexanderplatz. I can see his eyes, Matthias. Streaks of green and blue, and he's looking back at me. And he hasn't aged a day. You ask me why I've come? I never left. A part of me was always here, searching for Emil. And now I'm old and fat and empty of whatever pulled him in. If he saw me, he'd turn and run the other way. And if I find him, I don't know what I'll do. You know, maybe I'll kill him myself. What do you think of that?
I think no one could blame you, Claire. But Emil isn't alive.
That's just what Gunther said.
Yeah, even a douchebag like Gunther can be right sometimes.
Dad, quick, you've got to come. Eric has been attacked. They're throwing smoke canisters in the street.
Matthias, This is your daughter?
Another raid? Claire, I'm sorry, but you cannot stay here. It's not safe. The police is doing this more and more. Usually it's just a few broken heads and some arrests, but you got to leave. Nicole will take you out another way.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Jesus. It really is just like the old days.
Okay, if you insist on staying, but stick by me. But be careful, for God's sake.
Are you okay? Do you want a glass of water? Get her a glass of water. Do you know where you are?
I'm in Berlin.
Auf Deutsch, bitte.
Ich bin in Berlin, du Arschloch.
Very good, 1422. You are an occupant of Bautzen II Special Prison of State Security. Do you know why you are here?
I was at a protest.
Have you spoken to anyone?
Who?
The guards, the other prisoners.
No.
You ought to tell me if anyone speaks to you, or makes any attempt to communicate with you.
Please. How long has it been?
You have been here for 19 days, 1422. But you may leave today.
Please.
If you answer my questions about your lover, Emil Reichmann.
I don't remember.
Herr Reichmann has already provided us with a full confession. Here. Read it aloud.
I, Amy Reichmann, on the 2nd of November, 1989. What? What is this? Emil didn't tell you this. Claire's mother took her out of the country, believing she'd been interfered with by... No!
Read it aloud, no. 1422.
Emil didn't write this! You're crazy! You're evil! Ah! No! Get off me, fucking Nazis! Get away from me!
Put her back into that dark!
No! No! I didn't do anything! I don't know anything! I can't remember!
I can't believe you still live like this.
They come, they smash a few heads, they leave again. The kids tear up the neighborhood.
Is it working?
Well, it keeps them away for a while. It is what it is. These people, do you think they want to be out here tonight? They have kids, they're teachers, artists. All we want is to be left alone and to run our community on our own terms.
An enclave in Babylon.
That's exactly it.
That's something you said right before the wall came down.
For a while, it was the whole place, Claire. Right after the end, this place was different. For a few years, an alternative life was possible. We were dancing on the ruins of the old world. People came from everywhere. We partied, we made art. You really should have stayed. Oh.
You know I couldn't. Emil was gone and everything reminded me of that place.
But why now, Claire? Was it the anniversary?
Someone sent me something. A cassette tape. It's a recording of all of us from back then. At first, I was certain it was Amy, but now I'm not so sure. I mean, who else would send me something like that?
Someone is playing games with you?
Yeah, but what if it is him?
Claire, you can't pretend.
Dad! Dad, they're coming!
These things can get violent quick. Baton's Catling, you don't want to be here right now, Claire. Nicole, take her back to her hotel.
Dad, please, I need to be here too.
No, listen to your father. He's right about this. Maybe not about anything else, but he's right about this.
Claire, come and see me. When they let me out, I need to...
Every few minutes, someone comes in. They turn on the light. They look at me. I can't sleep. I can't breathe.
How else could they be sure you haven't done away with yourself?
I don't understand, Emil. I gave them what they wanted. I told them everything.
You betrayed me.
I told the truth. You never told me anything important. I never knew anything important. You never asked me to lie.
I never asked you for anything, Claire.
Do you remember the time we went to Sachsenhausen?
We arrived early in the morning.
And the swallows were singing.
And you asked me, how could this happen? How could so much horror happen in a pretty little town in our beautiful country?
You told me it happens everywhere.
People are people. In the dark we do unspeakable things.
When will they let me go? I signed my confession. They promised they would let me go. They said no one would be hurt.
Soon, Claire. As soon as they're sure there's nothing left of you.
Will you be there? When they let you out? Will you wait for me? Emil?
The Wall in the Mind was recorded on location for News Talk by Dead Medium Productions. The cast were Jasmine Gleason, Mia Gallagher, Sebastian Conlon, Janine Durkop, James O'Connor, Dominic Turkowski, Sven Moritz, Aidan Jordan, Andrew Deering, Dagmar Barr, and Helena Clark. Sound engineer was Colm Coyne. Theme music by Ewan Henley. Additional music by Deanderin and Sandow. The program was produced, directed, written, and edited by Gareth Stack.
The Wall in the Mind was created for News Talk by Dead Medium Productions and was supported by a grant from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme. To listen back to this or any other News Talk documentary, go to newstalk.com/documentary on News Talk.